now the epistle from our Father, Saint Teacher, my beloved, may blessing be this all around. Serve and be submitted to the masters with all your fear, not only to the good and to the gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable. It's because the conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer, you take it patiently. It's commendable before God. For this is where we're called, because Christ also suffering for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who hated not therein, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like a sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Wives, likewise, be submitted to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be warned to be conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your abhorrence be merely outward, a granding the hair wearing gold or putting a fine apparel. Rather let it be hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of the gentle and the quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For the manner is formed times. The holy women who trusted God also aborted themselves, being submissive to their own husband, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good, to be not afraid with any terror. Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the wicked vessel, and as being hers together for the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Love not the world, neither the things in the world. The word is passing away, and its lust. Therefore, he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.